As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
She is the Director of Recruitment, Admission, and Accelerated Programs, and that means we've got plenty to cover with her. But let's start. It is summertime. Graduation ceremonies are over. We get through the Memorial Day weekend. Here it is. It's June and ready to go. Summer classes began on Wednesday?
Monday.
I can't keep up. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at July. I'm an idiot. Monday the 6th. Oh, geez. So we've just gotten started. That means we can still fit some folks in. Tell us how summer school works at Ivy Tech.
So our classes have already started. So typically we don't bring people in late. If a student is interested, we're going to probably talk to them more about fall classes, but there's a lot of opportunities for that. So we want to make sure that we've set them up for success by having them start. But they have started. And another great thing about our summer is that all of our high school students are going to school for free this summer.
You guys have a lot of free things going on lately, and this is not some kind of you need a special QR code or you need to have a special handshake or no. This is what's happening. Whether it's tuition, books, there's some all kinds of great things that you have. You're eliminating some of these barriers to get people in there. How many high school? Do you have a number of how many signed up for the free summer stuff?
Oh, my goodness. No, I do not.
That's fine, but I would guess that people are taking advantage of this great opportunity is the larger point. I would think you would see an increase because the last couple summers, Jennifer, we've been kind of locked up and everybody's just stayed away from each other.
Correct. I can tell you that we have hundreds of students, period. I don't know. I couldn't break it out by the high school students right off the top of my head. We have thousands of guest students over the summer. So students who are taking classes with us but are also enrolled in another institution. So our summers are a great mix of different students. We have the high school students who are technically dual enrolled. They are in high school, but they're taking a class with us on our campus, but still getting credit for high school, which is great for them because it allows them some flexibility. And then we have our guest students who are enrolled at another institution and are taking a little break to take a class with us over the summer. And then we have our traditional students of all different ages. If you come to campus, you're going to see a wide range of students. Plus, of course, we've got our summer camps here. So you're going to see some kids, some adults, some teenagers, all different ages. Our Center for Lifelong Learning, awesome camps. There's so many different kinds of camps that students can and you can still sign up too. That's the other thing I want to put a plug.
Yeah, I want to make sure that everybody doesn't get confused with school and camps because we have plenty of summer left. Heck, we haven't even got to summer yet. That shows up on June 21st. But as we know, the MCCSC, RBB go back in early August. So we kind of have to hustle on that. That's great that camp availability is still going on as well. How long are these weekly camps, Jennifer, or how do they work?
Yeah, typically, so there are some classes that run over the course of several weeks, but these summer camps for the kids are about a week at a time, which is really good for students. Typically a half day, and they're able. So if you're interested, it's ivytech.edu/CLL, and you can get a whole list of all the different camps and see all the different options. But, you know, we have everything from cooking to, you know, different science camps and kind of everything in between. So we really can, and different ages too. So from, you know, grade school up to teenagers.
Gotcha. So let's just to clarify for everybody, summer school, let's not worry about that until next summer, but summer camps, plenty of time to still get engaged, whether you're a kid or a big kid, the lifelong learning, there's stuff for adults as well, where you can get involved on campus. So plenty of options here as summer. How's your air conditioning working? Did you hear the forecast I just gave? 11 straight days in the 90s. You guys have a great HVAC program over there. So if anything goes wrong, at least you got people right there on site to get class credit and help with everything. But that's going to be hot. So, but maybe not as hot as Tuesdays at the Tech, Well, the end of June, mm-hmm. June 28th. This is a new program, because I would have remembered such a catchy name like this. Tell me all about who we are looking to speak to on the final Tuesday of each month.
Sure. So it's a great opportunity for anyone who's interested in Ivy Tech to come and join us. You can actually RSVP at ivytech.edu/Tuesdays, and you'll get to meet with someone in admissions. If you're ready to register, you can actually meet with someone to register. You can talk to people in financial aid, get a tour of the building, learn about our new programs. We're going to spotlight every month. We'll have a different school spotlight, so we'll have some great information about our different schools. So that's specific school, but really any interest that anyone has in Ivy Tech can learn more. We have really great facilities that we like to show off. And so for students who can come, it's just kind of another special time that we'll just devote a little extra time to these students to be able to show them what's going on here at Ivy Tech, and then let them kind of choose what kind of visit they'd like to have, a little more involved.
Now, you want folks to RSVP so you have enough people to handle the masses and handle the crowds.
Exactly.
Get in
and
there.
That's the important thing. We want to make sure that we can be able to give everyone the personal attention that they need.
Oh, that's very cool. And then the other side of that is late in the month as well, the same Tuesday, Next Level Jobs. Those information sessions are going on, and you guys are focusing on the workforce-ready credentials. So you have some students on one side, and then you've got some professional folks looking to get certificates. What do we do there for the Next Level, or for the workforce-ready? See, I'm getting all this confused. Next Level Jobs. Oh, Jennifer Rusk bails me out every time we talk. Tell me what's happening with them. Who are we targeting in this angle? So we've got prospective students on one side, and then trying to get people. Well, the paycheck's bigger, right?
Absolutely. This is an amazing grant that not everyone knows about. It's paid for through our Workforce Ready grant. It's called, Next Level Jobs. So the last Tuesday of every month, we have an info session that is specific to different programs. So this month, on the 28th, and that's part of the reason we chose Tuesdays at the Tech to follow up. So if a student is here for our Tuesdays at the Tech from 3 to 5, they can stick around and then attend our Next Level Jobs info session, which we are providing Learn Anywhere, which means you can either log in virtually or show up face-to-face. This month, we're going to be talking about our Addiction Studies Certificate and our HVAC program. So perfect timing for HVAC
with
the heat coming.
That's exactly right. We want to stay cool, and you can do so. So that's a very busy final Tuesday in June. I know this is the first week in June, but we want to give everyone a heads up so they can get ready to figure out what is happening. Now, when we talk about summer school already getting started, Jennifer, when do you want to start talking to people about fall? The earlier is the better. We know people are on vacation and doing their own camps and stuff and everything else, but the sooner the better, right?
Absolutely. Registration opened in March. And so we've been registering students for months now. It is important that students who are interested to come in. We want to make sure that there's plenty of opportunities for them to be able to choose courses that they would like, but also just not having to wait till the last minute. You don't want to feel rushed. It's definitely be able to provide you with peace of mind, be able to come in here and do everything early enough, particularly, there's a lot of steps involved in going to college. You want to make sure you have your financial aid set up, any other steps that you need to do, your testing, et cetera. So we want to make sure that students have enough time to do that and that we can sit down and do that with them. So if students were to email blinfo@ivytech.edu, we can let them know everything they need to get started. We want to make sure that they feel really comfortable here. We want to make sure that they know exactly what they need to be successful. But call and schedule an appointment today for next week, and we can get the students in to get them started.
Directing the recruitment here on the program is the director of recruitment, Jennifer Rusk. She's also in charge of admissions and accelerated programs. Well, tell me about those accelerated programs. Who are you targeting for those, Jennifer? And tell me what kind of commitment we need. A little bit different than just taking some classes each semester.
Correct. So we have our ASAP program, and that is for recent high school grads, and it's students who treat college as a full-time job. So classes are Monday through Thursday, and then they have team building and fun activities on Fridays. But that started in the summer, but we do take fall start students. So if there are students that are still interested in our ASAP program, if they're 21 years or younger, they can reach out to us, and we can, you know, get them started on an application. It's asap-bloomington@ivytech.edu. And then we have our Accelerate program, which we use. We kind of based it on the ASAP program in that we took the best parts of that but geared it for the working adult. So our students only have two classes every 8 weeks. They have a meeting the first Saturday of every month that's virtual. And so they get all the good parts of ASAP, but we take a lot of the fluff out because we know working adults are pretty busy. And so we utilize a lot of the Workforce Ready grants. So a lot of our students are attending Accelerate for free, and we have a lot of great scholarships that we're able to offer those students every fall and spring as well.
Now you have some open houses that if you want people to kind of have a little bit of a sample of what perhaps this takes before they jump right in. When are you going to do those?
So the next one is going to be July 27th. And it will be a Learn Anywhere, like I said, kind of like our next level job, so students can attend virtually or face-to-face. And if they email bloomington-ivyaccelerate@ivytech.edu, they can RSVP to attend that session, and they can learn all they need to do to be able to be part of our Accelerate program.
Very cool. So you've got options just for about every level of learning, which is great. And that's why we want to get this message out, because everyone's involved one way or another. And another message we'd like to get out, you're hiring. You're going to have a job fair next week. Tell me who you are looking to hire and what they need to know for Tuesday. Tuesday is very popular at Ivy Tech.
Yes.
Very popular day, Tuesdays.
We do like our Tuesdays.
Well, nobody likes Monday, yes, so that's good. I like that too.
So Tuesday, June 14th from 4 to 7, we have an adjunct jobs fair. So anyone who's interested in being an adjunct faculty member with Ivy Tech can attend that. We'll have it in our Shreve Hall, and students just need to enter through entrance 2. And they can learn all about the starting pay is $45 per contact hour. They can call, you know, our main line at Ivy Tech to learn more information. But we also have a website that students can go to. So if they email blinfo at ivytech.edu, we can also send them the RSVP link if they're interested, or you can just show up on Tuesday, June 14th from 4 to 7.
There you go. Yeah, so if that doesn't work for you, call out there and we'll get you all the other things that you need to know. And the other thing, part of, are you doing blood drives as well? I thought, did I see that correctly somewhere? I know you did some in May.
Red Cross.
And now you're so this is if you missed it last time, you have a chance to get back in the arena.
Yes, because it is very important. It's very important.
We never have enough food in the food pantries, and we never have enough blood in the blood banks. So if we can just do better on those things, that'll be great. Well, thanks for helping that out. When are we? That's going to be later this month as well. Actually, not
June
on a
27th.
Oh, that's not a Tuesday. That's not a Tuesday, folks.
No. No, people have to come back to campus multiple times, which is great because we have a lot to offer.
And the blood drives, how do we go about that? Can we just show up for that as well? Do we? That's just
you
that
can.
Easy?
Okay. You absolutely can, or you can go to the American Red Cross website and sign up for an appointment. But they do take walk-ins as well. There's just a little bit of a wait.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, you've got a very captive audience. You just told me all the people that are on campus all summer long, and we hope that they can run out and give our friends the Red Cross a little bit of. I know everybody doesn't like needles, but you probably get a cookie or a glass of orange juice afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that's not.
Oh, I should say too that our blood drives are actually going to be at our Indiana Center for Life Sciences, so they're not going to necessarily be on our main campus, and
that
makes
sense.
501 North Profile Parkway, just down the street.
Yeah, and that makes sense as well. The life sciences people, have them handle that. Right. That's where it should be going on. Do you have any big plans for summer? Are you just going to be recruiting and working the whole time?
Summers are really busy in our offices, and because it's so hot, I have no problem being inside working with our students.
Well, good. They're very lucky to have you, Jennifer. Jennifer Rust, the Director of Recruitment, Admission, and Accelerated Programs, staying cool at Ivy Tech this summer. And, and Jennifer, for people that tuned in perhaps a little bit into our interview and didn't catch everything, where's the best place to find information on everything happening at Ivy Tech?
ivytech.edu/Bloomington.
It's just that easy. And remember, folks, the internet will not melt no matter how hot it does get. Stay cool, my friend. Take the rest of the day off like we agreed to earlier, and even tomorrow if you need to as well, and we will get caught up maybe with the chancellor next week. If not, come back and join us.
Well, thank you.